Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday. You know what Wednesday means. Dr. Ashley Lottie Hoff is here with our Ask the Vet show, and it's from VCA Animal Hospital. The Vet, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well, thanks. And you've got a question.
We do. We had a little paper in our suggestion bowl up front. It's actually kind of a cup, not really a bowl.
See, I have been misled. I thought it was more like a ballot box.
Nope, it's just a cup.
Okay.
That has a big sign on it that says radio suggestions or questions for Ask the Vet show.
Wow, yeah. Good. Have they been on their best behavior? I mean, nobody's dropped anything in there like, you know,
candy or anything. Nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm
surprised we haven't gotten any Almond Joys in there.
Whoa. Man.
Never, ever going to let that go.
Immediately, she goes right for
right
the jugular.
For the jugular.
Dr. Ashley Lottie Hoff, of course, is here, and she is a real live vet, and we are excited to have her.
Not a pretend. Nope.
No.
I have an official license.
She did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Still paying my student loans.
Still paying those loans off at Iowa State.
Yep.
Okay, so what did somebody drop in the suggestion cup?
They left just a phrase. It said eating/bowl problems. And this could be all kinds of things, but what we're going to discuss just briefly are some of the main issues that we see. When I read this, I immediately think of those pets that eat too fast and then will in turn end up vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of inhaling the food without really chewing and just in turn swallowing a lot of air, and then a lot of times that will come back up. We also will see allergies to specific types of bowls, and then we'll get what's called chin acne, and it's just like what you would think of, these little bumps that end up looking like pimples, and then they'll drain, and they'll be all kind of crusty and irritating on the chin. That can be in dogs and cats. So both of those are kind of treated or addressed separately. If your pet, cat or dog, it has a propensity to inhale their food much too fast and then vomit it up, there are several options. They make these special bowls that have things sticking up in them. So oftentimes they're plastic or they have silicone pieces, and it's almost like a puzzle. So they have to eat around the things, which will slow them down. So they can't just inhale all the food at once because they're busy going around the object sticking up from the bowl.
So they put obstacles in
the bowl.
In the dish.
Yeah, yeah. I've also seen feeding mats, which are very fun. Often they look like unmowed grass, and you sprinkle the food in there, and then they have to move the pieces around to eat it. Cats are kind of natural hunters, so often with them, instead of using a special bowl, we will say use several bowls and do tiny bits in a bowl and then hide the bowls throughout the house so that they have to kind of hunt for their food and every so often maybe move them around. You know, they can get underneath the couch or in all the other places, and that will definitely slow them down and kind of keep them mentally sharp by seeking out their meals, which is Every cat owner that has put a lot of effort and really tried it said that their cat loves it, and it's made them a little more active, which is awesome. I also will recommend the puzzle balls. So they do have actual toys that you kind of open and put food inside, and then your pet has to move them around for the food to come out.
This seems like a lot of work.
But that's the goal. Absolutely,
yeah.
It is. But we want them to slow down so that they're not vomiting all their food back up, because nobody wants to clean that up every
day.
Oh, no.
I could see George, my dog, going, not going to do it.
See, and I can see my dog destroying the bowl to get to the food instead of moving it around, just like chewing right through it.
Yeah. What George will do, and I there's probably a lot of dogs that do this, is that he will stare at you and make you feel guilty.
Yes.
He's got that look.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Now, are you a sucker for the look?
Super, yeah.
See, so is my husband. I am impermeable to the look.
Yeah. Last night, I was making bacon and eggs for dinner.
Please tell me you didn't give him bacon.
I did not.
Good. Because, you know, that can cause pancreatitis.
Yeah, we discussed that. That and Gouda cheese is definitely not something you want to give your dog.
No go.
But so he was, I'm not kidding you, Ashley.
I don't doubt it.
Staring at me like
it now, looked, is he a drooler?
No, but it looked right through me.
Right into your soul.
I mean, I'm like, dude, get out of here. Come on, give me a moment.
See, our dog will give you that stare and then at the same time is drooling, which is disturbing.
Well, yeah, I'm just like, and then I feel horrible because I haven't given him any bacon. Yes,
that's what we say about our dog too. Look, she's wasting away.
I'm like,
but she's really not.
I know.
She's a little chunky.
I'm like, what is going on here? And he is like right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. He would probably love a puzzle ball then. When he's giving you the look, you could put some special treats in there and be like, here you go.
I don't know.
But, you know, maybe if they'd have to be very good treats, because if you're cooking bacon right in front of him, he's probably still going to go for the bacon. But and it can cause pancreatitis.
Okay, real quick here before we go to commercial. Does your dog do this? I don't know where your bedrooms are in your house. Ours are upstairs. So let's say we're upstairs watching TV or something, and George is with us on the bed. And then I go downstairs. It doesn't matter what I'm doing downstairs. Yeah. All of a sudden, I hear him coming down the... Wait a minute. Maybe he's in there.
Maybe it's breakfast time.
Maybe he's in there making something. It does not matter what time of day.
No. Yeah.
And the dog follows
me
down.
Anytime we're in the kitchen at all, dog is right there.
Yeah. So if I go to use the restroom or I'm leaving to go to work... Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not alone.
No.
All right. I just thought my dog was neurotic.
No.
It is 8:41. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more Ask the Vet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Ladihoff with VCA Animal Hospital The Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com. Or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to Ask the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Ladihoff from VCA Animal Hospital, The Vet. Have we covered the topic?
Well, we talked about enough. If your pet eats too fast... that there's different bowl options, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we did just briefly touch base on the chin acne.
Yeah, and I've never heard of that.
More common in cats, but it is present in dogs, particularly the dogs with the really short hair. We'll often see it in Great Danes. They have that real short kind of tiny little pieces of hair on their chin. There has been some research that has shown a link between potential plastic allergy, especially in cats with feline chin acne. So we will recommend switching over to a glass or ceramic or metal bowl. And a good majority of the time, that will take care of the acne problems.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
And again, I know I'm probably talking way too much about George. George,
well, it is a pet show.
George
so it's okay.
is kind of freaked out. He likes one of his bowls, not so much the water bowl. He likes the food bowl, not the water bowl.
It's a little sketchy.
And I don't know.
Are they the same bowl?
They are not the same bowl.
Well, then you should get him a new water
bowl. One is metallic, and the other one is...
Is it the water bowl that's metallic?
No. The water bowl is plastic.
I did have a friend who had to change bowls because the dog was scared of his own reflection in the metal bowl.
Okay. That could... Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But
maybe the plastic bowl makes the water taste funny.
It could be.
Maybe switch over.
He's a little weirded out by that bowl.
Well, get him a new bowl.
Okay. All right. It's simple as that.
It is.
Okay.
They have lots of options.
Well, it's a good thing you're here to help me.
Poor George.
I know.
He's like staring at you while you're cooking because he's so thirsty.
Maybe.
He hates his water bowl. He
super hates his water bowl. But then, like you said a couple shows ago, running water.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll turn on the sink, and he's like, he's licking his lips.
Yes.
He's like, hello. Yep.
You know, they make those fountain water bowls.
Yeah, that we're not getting him one of those.
It would probably be a little messy, but they love them.
I'm not getting him one
of
those. Yeah,
my dog will literally jump in the shower to try to drink the water if you let her.
We've discussed that, where he like will go in, and when you come out of the shower, he'll get up and try to get in to lick the water, the remnants.
Yes.
The remnants of water.
My dog does that too.
Yeah.
We have strange dogs.
And I'm like, dude, you got a whole bowl of water out there. Or when you take him for a walk and he wants to drink the puddle water.
Gotta watch out. Leptospirosis.
Yeah, exactly. Those things are... We've discussed those. I have no idea what you're talking about. But
at least you're honest.
Yeah. But he would drink puddle water.
Yeah. They don't discriminate except for his sketchy plastic water bowl.
Exactly. I'm going to take a photo of it. It looks just like a Tupperware bowl. Yeah. I'm not like... Yeah.
You're going to have to get him a hydro flask.
We're not going upscale with this.
They make Yeti dog bowls.
What?
I've seen them. Yeah.
I mean, Yetis are really expensive.
It's a real deal. It's like $50, I think.
It's the Cadillac
of... It is Cadillac of the bowls.
Of the bowls.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea. I'm learning all kinds of stuff.
There you go.
What else? What else are we going to talk about today?
We still have time. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving because that is next week already.
Be careful not to leave your turkey on the table with a large dog. A dog that can get up on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game over.
And
you'll be eating pizza then.
And the turkey bones?
Yes.
Kind of scary.
Yeah. Look at you.
I've covered a couple. I saw Christmas Vacation. I saw what that dog did. Jumping up on the table.
Or The Christmas Story,
and then
where all of the Bumpus dogs eat the turkey.
Favorite movie of all time.
I love that movie.
Favorite. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. So got to be careful of the bones.
We got to be careful of all of it. So
ham?
Well, that's the same thing. Ham is more fatty than turkey. We worry much more about pancreatitis with large intakes of ham. So we did talk about pancreatitis. We have several times. It's where your pet can't process that. We need video. He's making these strange faces. He doesn't listen, I swear. Where your pet can't process all the fats that have gone in and your pancreas gets inflamed and angry and then just wreaks havoc on the inside of your body. It can be deadly. It can be very, very bad. So you really want to be careful with anything that's very fatty, which is why we say no real bacon. If you're not going to eat large amounts of it, then your tiny little pet shouldn't even eat small amounts of it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to eat the entire bowl of fat drippings. I shouldn't let my dog even lick that, right? Because that will just, you're just asking for vomiting, diarrhea, potential complications such as pancreatitis. So I can tell you, we are open the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I guarantee you probably 75% of our appointments will be vomiting and diarrhea from foods that the pet has been given on Thanksgiving that they're not used to. And unfortunately, 90% of those cases are their family members gave the food to the pet. So if you're hosting Thanksgiving and you have a pet, especially one with a sensitive tummy, make a rule, a household rule. You're not allowed to feed my pet any foods from the table, no human food whatsoever. And if you know that like Uncle Joe is not going to listen, then you need to keep your pet put away in a different room. Because I bet you Uncle Joe's not going to clean up the diarrhea in the middle of the night when the dog is going all over the house.
That's why we don't invite Uncle Joe to Thanksgiving.
It's a serious problem, and you feel so bad. You know, they just want to have a nice holiday, and then the poor dog the next day is miserable. And they do. They look at you with a look in their eyes, and they're staring into your soul, and you feel like, oh, my pet needs to have Thanksgiving. But then, unfortunately, they end up very ill. So be careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we talked about turkey. We talked a little bit about ham. What about some of the other stuff, like stuffing and potatoes
and
cranberries?
Yeah. So a lot of stuffing has onions in it. Onions are very toxic to pets, so no onions whatsoever. And honestly, the best bet is just to not give them any of it, especially if they have a history of sensitive GI issues. But be careful of the things that might be in the food. So you don't always think of onions and stuffing, but even in the dried mixes, sometimes they have onion powder in there, so it's still potentially harmful. You know, mashed potatoes are usually pretty benign. You know, they're potatoes, sometimes cream or sour cream or cream cheese or butter. But even then, you think of our size compared to Georgia's size. So if we have a helping of mashed potatoes that's maybe a cup, Georgia's awful small. That'd be like half a teaspoon. And I guarantee you, you're not giving them half a teaspoon of potatoes when you give them a bite of potato. So you have to think about size. And just the safest thing is to not give them any.
Okay.
I realize that's easier said than done. I guarantee you my husband will probably give my dog something from the table and I'll have to give him the look. Like,
how do you feel about that, being a vet and your own husband is not heeding your advice? You're like,
my kids do too. Yeah. Yeah.
If that happens. Yeah.
It's all right. They all know the rules though, as far as what is allowed. So we're not giving her onions or.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. You are listening to Ask the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff from VCA Animal Hospital, The Vet.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff with VCA Animal Hospital, The Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com. Or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back. You are listening to the final segment of Ask the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff. And she is from VCA Animal Hospital, The Vet. And we've been talking about Thanksgiving and, and don'ts. Not do's, but don'ts.
Right.
For your vet.
So you mentioned it when we first started talking about Thanksgiving, but the bones.
Yeah. That could be. Because they totally want to get in the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And get that carcass.
Yep. Do not let your pet chew on the carcass.
No.
Even if you're like, oh, they'll just clean the meat off. They won't.
No, they'll break the bones, get the bone marrow out. And I don't know about what your pet's like. George is super protective of that. Like as if he like if he's a hunter, you know, like if he had hunted
they
and killed.
They can get a little aggressive sometimes with those extra special items.
I mean, I've like tried to take a bone. That, like we'll be out walking and he'll find a bone. I'll try to get it and goes, dude, it's not like you took down an antelope here.
Right. Settle down, George.
It's not a, I mean, you weren't like out
on my last dog would do that. She was a little bone aggressive.
It's like you're not out on the Serengeti. You didn't take down a gazelle or anything like that.
Parker doesn't have an aggressive hair on her whole body. Like you could literally do anything to her and she'd be like, okay.
They are bone aggressive. That is, that's a thing.
Yeah. But the difference is with a carcass, like a turkey carcass, we worry a lot about all the bones in the you know, turkey body are right there. A lot of them are very, very small and can puncture through the GI tract, which is horrible, especially if it's the esophagus. Then you've got a raging infection in the chest, around the lungs, or around the heart. But bone shards, I mean, they can just rip up the GI tract, something terrible. So not recommended.
Yeah. So
and put that if like you said, if you're gonna if you're gonna throw it in your garbage, make sure that garbage has a lock, or take it out to the garage with the big garbage. Take it somewhere. Don't just throw it out back. Like it's they will find it.
Let the raccoons enjoy it. That's what I.
But just like make sure it's somewhere where your pet can't get into it. And cats will be equally into the carcass. So we have a lot of mischievous, very smart feline patients that will figure out how to get into the garbage. And so honestly, your best bet is in the garage or in a garbage. We have to have, our garbage has a lock because my dog can flip the top up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've said carcass more than I care to on this show.
It is true.
Yeah.
Turkey carcass.
Yeah.
All right, no more.
It turned into like a Thanksgiving CSI episode there for a second.
We'll move on.
I'm glad.
Another thing you need to be aware of is the visitors, right? So if you're hosting and you have people coming over, say George maybe isn't a fan of small children and you have family coming over with tiny children, they're going to be crawling on the floor and pulling on his ears and yanking on his tail. If you know that he's not going to be into that, keep them separated. Not only is it stressful for George, then we have to worry about him getting fed up and maybe snapping at the child, honestly, in self-defense, but we don't want anybody getting hurt. So if you know that your pet doesn't tolerate visitors very well, the best thing would be to keep them separated. We also have some anxiety medication options if you really need extra help, if they're really nervous about visitors in general. There's some short-acting medication that we can get you started on so that you don't have a super stressful Thanksgiving day. Also, make sure you ask your guests if they're bringing any of their pets. You know, there's a lot of dogs that are just absolute family members and go everywhere with their owners. And if you know that your pet, cat or dog, is not going to be a fan of Uncle Joe's dog, keep them separate or have Uncle Joe bring his dog in a carrier so that when your pets are out, that pet can be in a carrier, kind of give them time out and put away so that they're not fighting and really stressed out for the holiday. So something to keep in mind is that not only do you have to worry about what your pet is potentially going to get into, but you have to worry about how they're going to respond to the noise and the guests and the extra stress. If your pet likes to dash out the door, be careful with that. You can't always control when the guests are going to come in and out. Maybe they're making trips to their car to bring in all their pies or whatever that they're bringing over. So keep your pet on a leash or keep them put away until everybody's inside, and then, you know, let them know George likes to run out in the street, so please don't leave. And if you have to go, let me know so I can grab him, especially if you live on a busy road or if he, once he's out, likes to run away. So be careful of those situations, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, just the doorbell
sets
off my dog.
See, and Parker likes to dash out. She doesn't run too far, which is nice, but she dashes out like full steam ahead. So if someone's on the sidewalk, she's going to like take him out. And then lick them to death. I mean, that's kind of her MO, but she just like full speed ahead, brown torpedo. She's a chocolate lab. So,
your dog is so chunky that
<Hey now. laughs>
really can't run very far away.
She runs very fast. She's slightly chunky. She's not obese.
She's a sprinter, but not a marathon.
I'm not really sure you even know what my dog looks like.
I'm pretty sure she's a chusky. We're about out of time.
Already.
Man. So if somebody, you know, we didn't even say how to get a hold of you. We love it when you participate in the show, listeners.
The food bowl issues was a good one.
It was good. You can email them at askanimalclinicthevet@gmail.com. You can, of course, fill out a little suggestion there on with the little cup that they have on the counter.
Yep.
All right, that's it. Hey, thanks so much for being here.